Everything in life has a more sinister and darker side than what is perceived on the surface. Every piece of media you consume has something lurking in the shadows of the person or team who made it. Every movie, every song, every book that you have enjoyed has a dark past in some form. But out of all of those, it seems video games have the capability to house some of the most dark and twisted parts of the creator's mind. From obvious inclusions like Silent Hill's PT, to the most lighthearted games such as Mario, we will pluck every strand of every creepy and twisted mystery these games have to offer. This is The Dark Side of Gaming. Our topic for this episode is the dark side of Pokemon. Specifically, the unnerving rumors around Lavender Town and the creepy phenomenon known as Lavender Town Syndrome. Even if you're not a fan of Pokemon and don't know much about the franchise, you've almost certainly heard of it. Satoshi Tajiri created Pokemon, which is short for Pocket Monsters, in 1995. Tajiri is the president of game development company Game Freak. Game Freak built the Pokemon company in collaboration with Nintendo and Creatures Incorporated. Pokemon was released in Japan in 1996, in the US in 1998, and the UK in 1999, and became popular worldwide. The premise revolves around human trainers that catch and prepare monsters for battle. The storyline often follows teenage Ash and his friends Misty and Brock, as they fight the villains known as Team Rocket. Ash's Pokemon Pikachu is one of the most recognizable and loved characters in the franchise, famous for his bright yellow body and red cheeks that emit lightning. In the 90s, the franchise included a Nintendo game, an anime TV series, and trading cards that children worldwide would swap with their friends on the playground. Pokemon was created primarily for children but grew to be loved all over the world by fans of all ages. Most crazes die out. Pokemon is a rarity because it's still in demand over two decades later. Since the 1996 release of the Nintendo game Pokemon Red and Green, or Red and Blue as it was known in the US, Pokemon has gone from strength to strength. The 2016 mobile game Pokemon Go erupted in popularity. Another recent achievement for the franchise is the feature film Detective Pikachu, starring Ryan Reynolds and Justice Smith. Released in 2019, the movie has garnered $433 million at the box office worldwide, making it the second highest grossing video game film adaptation of all time. Given the sheer scale of the franchise's reach and popularity, it's not surprising that various sinister and problematic sides of Pokemon have emerged. Take 2016's Pokemon Go, for example. A mobile game that uses the phone's GPS location to enable players to hunt virtual Pokemon in the real world. Although the game was played safely and responsibly by the majority, there were countless reports all over the world of people getting into scrapes trying to catch them all. Three girls from East Sussex in England were reported to the police when concerned bystanders saw them wading into the ocean to catch virtual Pokemon. The waves were rough, and onlookers feared for their lives. A 62-year-old man in New York had to be rescued after getting stuck waist-deep in mud in the woods behind his home. There are also more violent cases. In Florida, a homeowner shot at two teenagers who were loitering outside in their car, mistaking them for robbers, after hearing one ask the other if he got anything. Luckily, the teens drove away from the incident with nothing worse than a flat tire. In Bremen, Germany, three men were stabbed after a fight broke out in a park over Pokemon Go. Four people were reportedly taken to the hospital, but fortunately, all are thought to have survived. Pokemon Go has aided both criminals and the police. A man in Detroit wearing pajama pants cycled to his local police station because it was a gym in the game, only for officers to recognize him as someone with an arrest warrant. In Wyoming, a woman made the trip to the Big Wind River in search of Pokemon, but instead, stumbled upon a dead body. Thieves have also taken advantage of the game's success by snatching phones and even cars from distracted players. Now, let's rewind to long before Pokemon Go was created. The franchise has always had a darker side and been rife with sinister fan theories. For example, some fans speculated the lack of adults in the game is because the Pokemon universe is set in a post-apocalyptic world after a great war wiped out the vast majority of adults in society. There are references to a war in the games, but few details are given. This would explain why young characters embark on dangerous missions without parental supervision. However, parents and adults do appear in the anime series. Speaking of the anime, the original theme song was interpreted to have a disturbing side. The Japanese lyrics were censored in the US. The original lyrics translate as, "I'll get you, Pokemon. Even if in fire, in water, in grass, in forest, in ground, in clouds, in that girl's skirt." The implication that Ash would dig around in a girl's skirt to find any Pokemon that might be hiding there was deemed inappropriate, especially considering that the target audience is children. It was probably meant more innocently than it sounds, but it's understandably creepy. Fans also reported being unnerved by a strange ghost girl in the game Pokemon X and Y. The girl appears inside a building in Lumoi City after the music stops and the screen goes blank. She tells you you're not the one. Fans theorize she is looking for a specific trainer ID or could lead players to unreleased Pokemon. Neither of these theories proved to be true, but fans continue to be caught off guard by her spooky and unexpected arrival. The most disturbing Pokemon mystery is undoubtedly Lavender Town and the so-called Lavender Town Syndrome. Lavender Town first appeared as a location in the game Pokemon Red and Green, which was released in Japan on the 27th of February, 1996. In a game full of cute monsters and fairly innocent storylines, Lavender Town stands out, recognizable for its lilac appearance. It's the home of Pokemon Tower, a final resting place for deceased monsters. Distraught trainers and ghost-type Pokemon can be found in the tower, along with hundreds of tombstones for fallen Pokemon. A dead Marowak killed by Team Rocket haunts Lavender Town, searching for its orphaned Cubone. The Cubone is thought to be wearing the skull of its deceased mother. With all of this in mind, you can't help but feel this innocent children's game has a very dark undercurrent, and it's no surprise Lavender Town found itself at the center of unsettling rumors. In 2010, stories spread on the internet claiming that hundreds of children aged between 7 and 12 mysteriously committed suicide shortly after the 1996 release of Pokemon Red and Green in Japan, with thousands more suffering nosebleeds, seizures, or violent outbursts. Children were rumored to have taken their lives by hanging themselves or jumping from a height, but more outlandish and disturbing rumors circulated online, with some sources claiming children sawed off their limbs or choked after forcing their arms down their throats. This phenomenon became known as Lavender Town Syndrome, because many stories claim the victims visited the spooky town in the game shortly before their deaths. The cause of the deaths varies from story to story, but a popular belief is that the suicides were induced by Lavender Town's atonal soundtrack. The music, composed by Junichi Masuda, sounds deceptively cheery at first with its high-pitched melody, but with its jarring chords and atonal nature, the piece has a creepy and foreboding feel. In 2012, Bloody Disgusting ranked it as the second most scary video game track. Gaming Bolt featured the track in their list of creepy gaming soundtracks outside the horror genre. Lavender Town Syndrome is alternatively known as Lavender Town Tone because of the rumors that the town's music was programmed with frequencies that only children could hear, and these frequencies were capable of driving susceptible children to violence against themselves or others. Whether game's developers intended for the music to have this effect on young players depends on the source. Over the years, many different versions of the story spread across the internet like wildfire. While some stories claimed adults couldn't hear the aspect of the music that caused children to act so irrationally, others said that any adult that tried to help was also killed, usually by suicide. This adds to the frightening nature of the rumors, because children rely on adults in dangerous situations. With adult help unavailable or useless, the story becomes more unsettling. Some stories say early versions of the game are recalled, and the music was altered to prevent further deaths. but there's no evidence to support any merchandise ever being recalled. In fact, the alleged suicides are also believed to be nothing more than a creepypasta. Creepypastas are campfire tales spread online through forums and chat rooms. The word comes from the term copypasta, referring to the way these stories are copied and pasted into new forums to spread the story further around the world. The origins of creepypasta mysteries are often unknown and the details difficult to verify. This is what makes these stories so unnerving. You can think it's false, but never be completely certain. This is the one reason Lavender Town Syndrome remains to this day as one of the most scariest creepypastas of all time. The rumors of the suicides emerged in 2010, but referred to events that supposedly happened over a decade earlier. This time gap makes it more difficult when trying to research the alleged suicides. The internet wasn't as developed in 1996. This combined with one needing to be fluent in Japanese to be able to properly fact-check adds to the ominous nature of the Lavender Town mystery. This is why the creepypasta continues to gain traction to this day, despite being widely considered to be false. One highly shared version of the creepypasta rules out Lavender Town and its spooky music as the reason for the suicides. This version of the story claims police discovered that the deceased children didn't get beyond the very early stages of the game, so they couldn't have reached Lavender Town before they died. Therefore, the police rejected the fan theory that the music was involved. In this story, the police investigated an uncredited developer involved in the creation of the game. This developer had committed suicide, and his colleague does the same when questioned by the police. The police later discovered that the uncredited developer was tricked into placing a glitch at the start of the game that would appear to a small number of players and cause them to hear the voices of their deceased loved ones. The voices would urge the player to follow them to the other side. At the end, an investigating officer plays the game and hears the voices of his deceased wife and son. He also hallucinates the dead children before taking his own life. Despite some popular versions of the creepypasta not being centered on Lavender Town, the town's music continues to inspire fans and game developers alike. Many fans enjoyed the menacing nature of the music and made remixes, sharing their work on YouTube. Other fans photoshopped the music being put through a spectrogram to reveal the Pokemon Unknown, along with the words, "Leave now." Fan creations such as these helped the creepypasta become more widely known as it continues to grow today, with new versions of the story appearing. Game developers used a cheerier version of the track in the Pokemon Gold, Silver, and Crystal games after players reported finding the original music too eerie. A remixed version also featured in the Pokemon Go Halloween events of 2017, 2019, and 2020. The disturbing nature of the music could have played a part in the creepypasta's origin. Maybe the original author was inspired by the macabre track, especially with countless fans saying it made them feel a sense of dread. People have also speculated that a true setback for the Pokemon franchise could have inspired the Lavender Town rumors. On December 16, 1997, the 38th episode of the anime series aired in Japan. In this episode, Pikachu uses his infamous electric attack. The visuals were created using a technique known in Japan as paka paka. This involves different colored lights flashing to make the audience feel a sense of tension. Colors including red and blue blazed at a rate of approximately 12 flashes per second. Red is particularly stimulating, and the scene caused over 500 people, most of these children, to suffer epileptic fits, seizures, to vomit blood, or to lose consciousness altogether. Some sources claim the total number of children impacted is closer to 700, with thousands more experiencing mild symptoms. Unlike the Lavender Town creepypasta, this event, known as the Electric Soldier Porygon Incident, or the Pokemon Shock, actually had real-world consequences for the Pokemon franchise. The anime show went on a 4-month hiatus following the incident, with some people fearing it would never return. That episode was never rebroadcast in Japan or shown anywhere else in the world. Given the obvious similarities between the Electric Soldier Porygon incident and the Lavender Town creepypasta, with both involving mass seizures and harm to children, it seems likely that the real event inspired the fictional creepypasta. Lavender Town also lends itself to be immortalized in creepypasta form. Pokemon is largely a lighthearted and family-friendly game. In all other towns featured in the Pokemon Red and Green and Pokemon Red and Blue universe, monsters defeated in battle can be recharged and return in top form. Lavender Town, with its jarring soundtrack and the eerie Pokemon Tower, presents a different narrative for the first time in the game. Grief and death exist here. We find out that Pokemon can actually die. It's no wonder that dark rumors revolved around the town. So there it is. The Lavender Town mystery debunked. Whilst we know that visiting Lavender Town is extremely unlikely to have caused hundreds of suicides amongst children, deaths that in all likelihood never happened, can we be 100% sure? If you were presented with an old Nintendo Game Boy, in the earliest version of the Japanese Pokemon Red and Green game, would you dare to play?